So in this video, I want to talk about why Google won't ban AI, although this video has nothing to do with Google. So a bit of a confusing start there, but basically Google has stated that they don't simply ban AI content inherently because it's AI. They don't just have a fundamental ban on AI. Now, partly that is because they can't detect 100% AI generated content, let alone content that was generated with a human in the loop. I mean, how do you even begin defining that? Let alone detecting it. But it also speaks to a much deeper point about the right way to do all these things we've talked about, to build offers, create content, and get traffic. And all of what I'm about to say applies both pre-AI, but it especially applies to someone who is about to implement AI to do all these things, okay? So if you look here, you can see we have a Venn diagram, great, fast, and cheap. And then we have these overlaps in the diagram with the impossible utopia in the middle, where something is both great, fast, and cheap, okay? So this point that I'm making here, by the way, isn't just about Google. It's actually much deeper than that and is really an opportunity to learn something about AI traffic and just everything to do with internet marketing in general. So firstly, though, the context in 2023, rumors swirled that Google was about to ban AI content. They didn't do that. No one can really ban AI content. Even, for example, the EU, which has talked about doing this, is going to find it very, very difficult to implement. And firstly, the reason for that is, what is AI made? It's not entirely clear where we draw the line between fully AI generated, which in theory you could outlaw, and AI, which is kind of created with AI, a content which is kind of created with AI, but involves a human. Secondly, though, and this is the fundamental point I want you to take from this video, AI, or it's using AI or it's not using AI, that is not the problem, okay? The problem is the junk content that people tend to create, and that's true whether it's with AI or with humans. And my AI agents routinely generate even better content than I can do, even better sales pages and videos than I would be able to do myself over the course of a few days. So no one is trying to ban me when I do that. On the contrary, all the platforms I use love having that type of AI content there because it adds value. Their users love it. It doesn't generate complaints. It doesn't decrease the value that people get from those platforms. It actually enriches it for everyone. And so that's where we want to be. We definitely want to be creating great content. We ideally want to be doing it cheap and fast, which we can do with AI used in the right way. But we definitely don't want to be doing so at the expense of quality, okay? And so here's what I recommend you do. Use AI and AI agents. They are especially powerful, though, when they supplement what we can do as humans, which is known as humans in the loop. And as, you know, really someone who's a fanatical AI agent builder, I actually see agents increasing our agency, okay? So they're not going to take away all of our jobs, take away the things they are that we do. They're going to enhance it and give us even more agency and the ability to automate things and in the process do more and more. And so here's the crux of everything that I'm saying. Use the AI to improve the quality of what it is that you're doing, okay? And the reason I'm bringing this up now in the traffic section is we're going to see a lot of automations and a lot of shortcuts in a second, but I want you to use those automations to enhance the final output of whatever it is that you're doing, and not as a way to try and get 50% of the results while doing 5% of the time. I want you to spend to try and do 20 or 30% of the time investment and get 200-300% of the inputs out of the output and the traffic that you want. So well-positioned quality products will let you buy traffic. They will mean that your affiliates are going to convert at 10 times what they otherwise would have done. Again, the difference between a 1% conversion rate and a 3% conversion rate isn't 10%. It's 5 or 10,000%. So we want to make sure our quality is high. And what Google and everyone else wants is for you to use AI, for you to use AI agents to raise your game, okay? So we can use the AI and agents to break the back of a project, do all these little pieces of minutiae and tasks that we don't want to do, and then we can manage the whole thing almost like a CEO, okay? So we'll look at some specific traffic methods now, but I just wanted to make that point that we really want to make sure that everything we do is as high quality as possible.